Hello, everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter, Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to release the biggest block holding you back from your strongest desire? If so, you are listening to the right show, The Secret Power of You, with Terry Christine. Throughout our highly viewed shows, you and all of the other high vibrational people will experience an influx of inspiration, information, and love in a new and profound way. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. During our show, Terry will naturally work with the energy you hold to resolve your deepest issues. Her intuition is used to sense your blockages and help you eliminate the source of your pain. As an intuitive mentor, Terry has mastered the ability to access her own intuition. This allows her to fully envision the struggle, hurt, fears, and anxiety you are currently going through. She helps you change your life by helping you access your own intuition. She has the ability to help you release the pain from the past, realize more clarity in your future, and to obtain a feeling that life is easy or even improve the income you want. Listen up. To all listeners and followers of Charlotte View Quantum Network, Terry has put together a special package with two options just for you. You ask and we listen. Visit charlotteview.net, look under monthly shows, click on Terry Christine tab, and scroll down to endless possibilities. This is what you want and will give you results. During this segment, learn more about the blocks you take in and the secret power of you. Call in and shift your own energetic blocks and allow room for a more deserving you. To join Terry through her one-on-one coaching, her six-week online program, or her group clearings, please contact Terry Christine, www.terrychristine.com. That's TerryChristine.com. Or find her at Facebook at Terry Christine. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 noon EST, join Charlotte View and listen to our shows by programming your alarm to never miss a show. We have your answers. Go to www.charlotteview.net under monthly shows. Now, discover with us the secret power of you.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to The Secret Power of You with Terry Christine. Today, we are finishing the year, and we're going to start right up in January with 2018 and Terry Christine, but today we are finishing it with the topic, You Are the Gift. And this topic is so conveniently picked for this time of the year, when we are in celebration mode. We are having the holidays, we are having the family together, we are thinking of joy and harmony and peace, or at least we're hoping to have that, but we forget something, that we are the gift. And what does it mean to be the gift in your life? What does it mean to really see yourself as such a thing? So let's bring Terry in right after she explains us a little bit. We're going to go and take calls from callers so they can help, so Terry can help them get rid of any blockages that can prevent them to feel that they are the gift. Terry, welcome to Charlotte View.
Hey, Claudia. Thank you. I am really, really excited. First off, I think we were talking about snow. We might be having snow later today, you and I, so it's crazy around here with this weather. And, you know, it's getting closer to the end of the year. And, you know, these are the moments that we reflect back upon what we've experienced throughout the year, reminiscing about what we did have, didn't have, want to have, preparing ourselves for a new year and what we want to create. You know, it's just magical that we do that every year automatically. And then when I decided what the topic was going to be, I really wanted to hone in on the energy about you are the gift. A lot of people don't really focus and think about that. They just live life and, you know, give and receive. However, that when I think about being a gift, I think about value, the value of what I'm receiving in life and what I'm giving in life. And a lot of what we experience around ourselves, we disconnect and discount the value. And a good example is, you know, I have clients regularly. I was actually speaking to one this morning, and I was asking her her aha moments. I start with each client at every single session at the beginning. Tell me about your aha moments. This keeps you in the present moment. This keeps you mindful of what's going on around you. Everything that you ask for, there are signs that are always around you, so that if you are mindful, you see them all the time. So that creating that pattern of being mindful and saying, okay, this is what I've done today, or this is what happened today. And so a lot of people can experience love around them, people reaching out, the support of love, family, friends, or whoever, coworkers, and then discount it. And so that they're thinking, I want more, 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 or what I want. And then what is right in front of you is what you have. We have a tendency to discount that and then live outside of ourselves. And so that value right there is what you're receiving. And that's why I really wanted to hone in this particular month on being the gift and the value of you, the things around you, who you are, your thoughts, words, deeds, and actions, and releasing any triggers and blocks that are keeping you from receiving and giving that value. I thought that would be really cool and amazing moving into the holiday season and the new year with clearing any of those beliefs wrapped around that. What do you think?
I think it's the perfect time of the year to do such a thing. And whenever you're ready, we can start with our first caller of the day and see what this person can dissolve and release around that topic.
Okay. Well, before we pick up, though, I just want to make sure that everybody that's listening is that I'm an intuitive life coach, so I'm connecting to the energy of a caller or the collective consciousness of the group. I can hone in on your voice. You do not have to tell me a whole story. All I need is your first name. And then if there's something specific you want me to work on, just tell me, you know, love, abundance, I'm struggling, I'm fearful, I'm this. And don't tell me a full-blown 20-minute story, because I want to connect to show you how amazing I can to connect into your subconscious and help you shift it out.
And that is your specialty, Cherry.
Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's bring, this is a 917-376 number. So welcome to Charlotte. You please give us your first name and where are you calling us from?
Hello, my name is Ellen and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, I think this is the first time I'm catching your show.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so grateful. I appreciate you taking guided action. So what can I help you with?
Well, I'm confused. Or should I say,
okay.
I don't know which path to take.
Okay,
I
want to
move.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I want to move, and I haven't decided uh-huh. what's the best place for me to be. And I also want to change careers, and I haven't exactly figured that one out either. So if you can mm-hmm. hear me either way, pick up something regarding my energy that's either preventing me from figuring it out, or maybe you can from my energy figure out something like that, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me just – I know we talked about this at the last show, which was pretty amazing, that how we in general, I remember when I was wanting to change a certain career back in my 30s, I was trying to apply for the U.S. Secret Service and things didn't work out. I had a weak left eye and I was devastated because all my childhood I was in reading investigative books and really trying to figure things out. And then as I look at my life today, I feel like I'm an investigator. I'm connecting into energy. I'm helping connect the dots. I'm helping you move forward and free away from the criminal, which is our limiting beliefs that are holding us back. So, and I get a lot of power and enlightenment from helping people in those profound ways. So when I look back at that and reflect, saying, wow, I am doing what I love to do. It's just in a different sense. So when people come to me and ask me that, I tell them to go deep inside in what was it when you were growing up that really floated your boat, the excitement of the what made your heart sing? Was it, you know, children or women or groups, or was it certain things you read or created? Did you use your hands or your mind? And then honing in on that, because we don't necessarily, like in the case when I was applying for the Secret Service, that was way before my spiritual journey, and I never thought or saw back then what I would be doing now. So what I'm trying to get at is that you don't have to worry about what you don't have, because certain people say, well, I would love to be an artist, but I don't know how to paint. So there's different ways you can be an artist, like an interior designer and things like that. So I want you to be able to be more broad with your thinking versus kind of saying, well, I only can do this, so in the end I can only do that. So that this and that keeps you from moving forward. Are you still with me, Ellen?
I'm still with you, yes.
Okay, good. So I wanted to make sure that you're following what I'm saying. And then your path. Hold on, let me just take a look. And I knew it was career when you first started saying that, because I had picked up career or path to career, or I keep hearing enlightenment. So feeling like you want more clarity in your life really helps too, right?
Yes, it would. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. You feel like your path is shortened. You're focusing on too much of your age. You're worrying about that you don't have enough time to get to that fulfillment. Is that what you're starting to think about?
Not really. I don't think so. Just recently came to the conclusion is that, you know, I want to move. But maybe instead of saying that I have to find a place that I'll be happy for the rest of my life, why don't I just say, where would I like to live for the next 5 to 10 years? So I'm not looking like I'm trying in some respect shorten my horizon, shorten my time frame, because that'll actually make it easier to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. So, but when you're thinking about it, though, are you thinking about it in a time frame? Like you just said, to shorten it to, you know, in the next 10 years, in the time frame, is there something about that knowing that you have to do it in a certain amount of time?
Yes. I have to renew a lease, or if I'm going to live here, I have to renew my lease, and the term is another year. So I have to make up my mind in 2 months, or else I'll be here for another 14 months.
Okay, so then you just sort of, yes, you are. When I said, are you concerned about your age, or concerned about this time frame and having to do it in a certain, yeah.
So what was an age? And I guess maybe that's what threw me. You did say that. That was not part of it. Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. And so when you're focusing on what the lack of, you feel like you have lack of time, or you want to shorten that time frame, or you're trying to control the end result, meaning I want to get it done in this amount of time, in this. What happens is that we end up closing a lot of doors, meaning the energy, we condense the energy and pull it to us. And so if you're finding that, oh, I want to have it this way in this amount of time, then it's almost like when a stream is flowing, if we're constricting or pushing the flow of the water in a certain way, then it doesn't flow with ease and grace. It sort of slows down. And it's the same thing with energy. So allowing your thoughts, because then you're saying, I want to move forward, is telling you that you're not moving forward, right?
Okay.
So you're causing your thoughts of when you say, I want to move forward, and you're feeling like you're stuck, because when you want to move forward, you're moving the energy of wanting to. But if you're saying on the other side that I'm stuck, I want to move forward, but I can't because
You're creating the essence of this or that. So look at it like a, what do you call the thing that kids sit on and they go teeter-totter, you know, that it looks like a scale. When I tell people that if you have negative thoughts and positive thoughts, but if the majority or heavy or your focus is on I can't get that because I don't have a college degree or I'll never make more money because of. So there's the this or that. And the scale of having the negative outweighs the positive. Are you still with me?
Yeah, but you can continue talking like this. I just don't think it applies. I don't think that's what's going on. I'm not being negative. I'm telling myself I've got to get my butt in gear now or just wait for another year. So
okay, but I'm not
it's
saying
not
that
negative. It's just like a realistic mm-hmm. assessment, and it's not like crowding out other possibilities. I'm just faced with a decision to make.
Okay, and so then make the decision.
The decision
if you feel
was,
that you're not teetering between,
it's
right?
Okay.
But if you feel that you're not, what's that?
It's okay. I want to thank you so much for the reading and. I'd like to listen to the rest of the show. You can just put me on hold. But thank you so much.
You're welcome. Claudia?
Yes?
Okay, so let's move forward.
So let's move forward and let's think about sometimes, Terry, when we are ready to have a big decision, because I understand where Ellen is. Like sometimes you're ready to make a big decision and you feel like the time is coming and you have to make a decision, but you're not sure of the options that you're getting, or the universe is getting you signs that seem confusing. So what do you do when how can you clear your space so you are in a better place of receiving that clarity that you want?
Mm-hmm. So it's about your thoughts. As I was trying to explain, that when you're having thoughts that are heavy and dense, it doesn't necessarily mean negative. So when a person is thinking things that I want a certain way or I have to have or I need to make a decision, give it to me, then just as I was trying to explain, without it being a burning bush, meaning I'm saying you're saying things negative but you're positive, I wasn't trying to tell her that she was thinking all negative. I was simply explaining that if your thoughts are on a scale of polarity, then all it is focusing, I want, right? But I don't know what I want, but I want, then you're not moving forward. You're putting everything in that basket, I want. I know people will say, and yes, we do focus and say, when our thoughts are wanting to create, it starts with a thought, then the feeling, then we step into guided action. That's a master manifester. But if you're sitting back saying, I want, but then you're not stepping into that to create it. So thought, feeling, creation, stepping into. So when she was saying that, you know, I'm thinking, I'm wanting it, but then all your answers, just like being mindful of the answers around you, can be when you turn the radio on and there's a song that answers, you know, you're a sunshine, my only, you know, whatever song or whatever, I'm a woman, or whatever the song is that comes on the radio is the answer to what it is. But when you're saying and you're focusing on something that you want, you're missing everything that's around you because you're expecting it to come a certain way or to be answered a certain way. And instead of going within and allowing it to flow, so if she feels like she wants to move, then look at where the decisions that are being presented in her moving. So she's having some rental agreements that are getting ready to expire, and she can choose to stay there or rent month by month or step into another career or move into another state. So then, if you're making a decision and stepping into something big, what can be holding you is the fear of stepping into that decision. But all the decisions are right there in front of you. So that's when I said, well, then just make the decision. The decision, I want to move. Great. Then the next step is, then I want to present myself. Well, I want to, do I want to live in cold or do I want to live in hot? Do I want to live upstate, north, or do I want to live south? Because it simply is making the decision to step into it. There can be a lot of fear wrapped around making decisions, even by just stepping into it. So if the focus is, I want to make a decision, but then the fear of making it, you see, it can be the polarity in that scale I was trying to create. If your focus is all on making a decision, but then the fear of making it. So there's always a decision to be made. There's never any wrong about making a decision. It's how your body feels about that decision. And the body is the truth. So get out of the head and move into the body. You could be presented with 10 different opportunities. Close your eyes, feel it, ask yourself, would that be the best decision to do? Does that feel really good? And you know, you'll find that I was presented an opportunity to work with a very well-known person, a very, very well-known person. And something was not right in my heart. But then on the other scale, I thought, wow, this is a really well-known person. I could really get ahead in the world. But I started feeling that feeling, and then I decided to wait a couple of days. And then in my head and my body, I equaled out because I didn't want to spend the time in my head thinking, oh, but I could, I would, I should. I started focusing on the feeling. And then the feeling, what was it? Was it fear of? Was it something that the past is being triggered? And then I decided that what I was feeling was what it was, the bottom line of the offer. And I knew my weakness was what was being presented, meaning that my weakness of online courses, I need more one-on-one. And so then I decided to not do it. Because, and it was the best opportunity, it was like a relief when I said, I'm not going to do it. So I had to make a decision, but it wasn't about making the decision from my head. It was about focusing on the feeling and then making decisions on the feeling. And that decision was right because I felt a relief. So when I was telling Ellen to just make the decision, yes, I'm going to move, or no, I'm not going to move. If it's a month by month, then it's manifesting opportunities that will be closer to the feeling of perfect happiness and perfect harmony. That's simply what I was trying to get at with her.
Yeah, you see what you did is instead of having this big, 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 big ball of unclarity, you just put it on little pieces at a time so then that way you are able to handle the decision-making process, because it's not the huge decision. It's just, okay, just pay attention to this and see how that feels. And then it's a step-by-step process, and on the process, you get the answers that you need, but you just need to step up and start it, correct?
That's right. And the whole decision, if you look at it as one big ball of fire, technically, sometimes it feels like that, can be overwhelming. And then you just go into the feeling and break the feeling down, because the feeling is the truth, not what your head is telling you, because then we'll start analyzing it and then breaking it down in organizational charts and what if, could if, would if, could if. And that's not going to get you very far, because then you're just doing that duality of, you know, I got to have this in order to have that. And what if that doesn't work? And then I'm not going to be happy. And then you just start living in a circus and a merry-go-round that doesn't get you very far.
Thank you. Terry, we have Thomas G. He is in the chat room. And he is looking for an overall clearing of his energy, of his chakra. That's what he calls. And what he says is, I'm going through a lifestyle change, which is the programming, and would like to start fresh. Could you help me on in this process so I can release anything that is not needed anymore and be the gift for the next step of my life?
Mm-hmm. So I'm feeling that you have, his name was Thomas, right? Thomas?
Uh-huh.
The first thing I was attracted to when you said his name was, Thomas, your root chakra. So what happens is root is grounding and family tribe and clarity. And so when you're grounding a little bit too much to feel like, you know, you want to move forward in decisions, you can have a tendency to ground too much and then not move forward. So when you're meditating, just allow yourself to move light and energy through all your chakras, including your root, so that you're not grounding so much into moving forward. Again, you can cause a fear of moving forward when you're grounding too much. So lifestyle change is good. Live in more of the upper chakras. Feel the excitement in your solar plexus. The solar plexus is the portal of emotion, so you can feel it as you're moving forward and freely through it. Live through your heart. Love, that's complete love. Living in your throat to communicate around yourself and within yourself, so that when you're, I'm not saying just to move, just to live completely out of your upper chakras, but to have that balance and to make sure you're not grounding too much, because then what happens is that you'll go back to programmed patterns of familiarity, and then you'll gravitate back towards some of the old instead of living fresh and new and moving. And make sure you are ABC, always be connected. When you're always connected, then you're allowing the thoughts to flow freely, that you're trusting your third eye, which is your intuition, and then you're feeling really ease. Everything will move forward with ease. When you're trusting and in balance with the chakras fully and freely, allowing that light, as I said, from head to toe, but not getting too imbalanced where you're grounding too much. So I hope that helps.
It does. She says, got it.
Awesome.
He says that his vibrations are very high. And I guess he meant to say disaligned or this, I don't know. He wrote too fast, but thank you for that, Terry. So, Terry, when we were talking about you are the gift, remember one of the things that came up where that blockage that many times we have on receiving, on being worthy of receiving. Can you help us with that?
Yeah, so what happens is that a limiting belief and block is usually created before the age of 7 between a caregiver such as your mom or dad. It doesn't necessarily mean that they were physically or emotionally abusive. It simply means that you have come into this world through the love canal, opening your eyes for the first time, and then making decisions with every breath you take with a child mind, meaning no education. That's it. Every breath is a decision that you're making on how you want, what you want, more of, less of, that, not going to have, I won't have. And then it's all of that that's becoming part of your conscious during that moment, but then becomes subconscious as you're growing up. And then it becomes a blueprint cemented in, and it's there. Your subconscious remembers everything. So that where here you are, 20s, 30s, 40s, and beyond, and you're triggered by what people say or the experiences around you or the frustrations or loss and all of that that you feel, that is a feeling from the subconscious that's bubbling up. And so what happens is that all of the things that you choose, because nobody is you but you, you've lived in that time and space with that particular person at that age and the decision that you made, and no one is going to have your life and your decisions, no one. And you may even feel like, oh, I have a soulmate and we're so close together and we're just so right on and we answer the same, you know, that person finishes my sentences. But because of your vibration, you're so connected, doesn't mean that they still have the same thoughts and words and actions within them. And so here you are pulling in things, and then you're struggling to allow yourself to receive because you're such a giver. You're so caring, and you're so loving, and you want to receive the same in return. And if you keep giving, 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 you will receive that. But what happens if you're not allowing yourself to receive? You're going to struggle and feel resentful with life, with yourself, with sometimes partners or other people around you, and then you're angry. So now when you're focusing on who you love, which is you, that is not ego or it's not selfish, because when you look in the mirror and you're looking pupil to pupil and you're saying, I love you, you are the love from within to love yourself back, to allow yourself to receive. So that when someone comes up and says, you know, we had such a great working environment and you're such a great person and I want to give you this gift, and you open it up and it's a gold ring, that person wants to give it to you because they care about you and love you. But what can happen is that you may have created humble upbringing, like, oh, we didn't have a lot of money and I have to work so hard, and when somebody wants to give me something, I have to give them an equal value. But then what you're doing is you're causing yourself to not receive, and then that person, you're almost kind of, you can create a form of hurt by not allowing yourself to receive it or taking it, which is receiving it, because that person wants to give it to you with love. So you're creating this sense of I'm not good enough, or that person can feel like, why won't they let me give it to them because I want to. You see what I'm saying? It's that push-pull, give-take, but allowing yourself to receive is a gift from yourself to yourself and a gift that person is giving to receive the love for you to receive. You see what I'm saying? When you are taking and receiving from someone else, the universe, whatever it is that you're receiving and reaching your hand out to receive it, then on the other side, as the giver receiving, the person who's giving you that gift, or to receive the love of saying they want, they're saying thank you, you know that polarity, right? Then mm-hmm. you're giving and receiving all at once by receiving it and giving love, giving gratitude. The same thing with the person giving it, is receiving the love and the gratitude of you receiving their gift. So if you're being triggered or saying, oh, no, I can't, or, oh, it's too expensive, or, oh, I'll be obligated to them, then that's the opportunity right there and then to say, why is it that I'm not receiving? What is it that's keeping me from receiving? And I deserve this. I am love. They want to give it to me with love. And I am deserving, and so it shall be. So those are moments, those triggers that come up for you to reflect back on it and to clear it. You know, as a matter of fact, why don't we just clear that for everybody right now? How's that, Claudia?
Excellent. I think you just hit the nail with what we were talking about myself. So, yeah, excellent.
Okay. So throughout the session, I usually tell people or yourself to take a deep breath in and out through your mouth. That grounds energy. So even with Thomas, he knows how to do that. So take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. That sets energy too, so we don't fly away when we shift it. So everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from receiving, from receiving clarity, from receiving guidance, from receiving K-N-O-W, to know, to feel, to do, to want, to believe, to hear. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from any of that and more, uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from flow, being in the flow, being in clarity with flow, being guided with flow, guidance of flow, to feel and see and receive flow, uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Everywhere and anywhere that's keeping you from receiving, to be the receiver, to receive all that is, to receive more than that is, to be the receiver of the abundance of that is. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimension, space, and reality. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. You know, I got a big hit to be the receiver of all that is. That was really big when I said it. It was like, bingo, and all the bells were lighting. So the truth around that matter is right. To just like where Ellen started, is to receive answers, to receive clarity, just like Thomas was asking, to step into a new lifestyle, to receive. And so knowing that, when you're living in the ebb and flow of trusting to receive, the clarity of receiving, the know that the universe is supporting you, and the receiving the guidance from the universe, which is the answers that are all around you, and to trust what your body is saying, which I say that the body is like a speaker to a radio. And so you'll feel that, oh, my throat is constricted, or oh, my stomach is feeling wobbly, or oh, I'm feeling heavy. Like I feel somebody that's listening, I feel like a little nauseous. Somebody's living in some fear that's listening. And so there, it just went away. So somebody heard me. Yep. So knowing that, So knowing that the universe is allowing us to be who we truly are, which is gifted and talented, infinite beings, that we are connected fully and freely into everything that's around us. But it's where we connect into the solar plexus, which is the portal of emotions, and then living into some fear of making any decisions. What if it doesn't happen? What if we could? I want to have, but I can't because of, you know, and then just trusting. So everywhere and anywhere that's keeping all of us in one from trusting, trusting decisions, trusting clarity, trusting in knowing, trusting of being, trusting of doing, trusting of receiving, trusting of value, trusting of all that is as one, trusting the oneness of decisions. Uncreate, transmute, and vaporize across all time, dimensions, that's right, multiple dimensions and reality. Delete, delete, delete. Take a deep breath in and out through your mouth. Yeah, living as one within the physical form, the energy form, the spiritual form, the guidance of form, you know, the energy is form. It's the energy, you know, when we look in the mirror, we see ourselves as separate individuals, separate beings, separate doing. But because when we look in the mirror, it's a reflection of separateness, that our body is that hard shell, and we are separate. But that's not the reality. We aren't separate. Our thought is like a puff of smoke that comes out of that human form and goes into the collective consciousness, and that's when we're walking around and asking for answers, and then someone all of a sudden gives you a call, or you see a bus drive by with a billboard that says, move to Alaska. You know, it's all right there. And when we're allowing ourselves to move in the essence of trusting and knowing, then that's when ease and grace is right in front of us. Rock on.
You know what is the most powerful thing, Terry, is that you can, anyone can listen to this recording again and again, or even, I'm thinking 50 years from now, and it will be like if they were here the first time, like if they were here with us right now, because there's no time and there's no space. So when you cross all dimensions, space, and time, that's what it means. It means it's there forever and ever. And that is just awesome.
Yeah, you know, when I'm connecting to energy and I work with people and, you know, I'm going into the energy of the subconscious, the energy of your being, that I can also go into the energy of your mom, your dad, when you were born, because as you know, and as you just stated, there is no time and space. We're just waking up, moving in action, and creating experiences so that we can expand and grow. I have several people that come to me and say, okay, what is my purpose? Well, we're all, our purpose is to expand and grow, to expand into what it is that we would like to do, to grow from our experiences, to trust and know, and to interact with everything that's going on around us. Sometimes people say, well, I made a mistake and I shouldn't have married this person or shouldn't have gone to college for that degree. Well, no one's made any mistakes. You simply chose to move in the flow of that decision, and then it ended up as it did in order for you to expand and grow into wherever, whatever, in whatever time and space, right? And then, you know, everybody here, we're all heart-centered individuals. And, you know, we, as we shed our human form and go to the non-physical, we will recycle and come back into something else. May it be a cat, a dog, a plant, a flea, or whatever it is. You know, or maybe even another human being if we choose so, but that you'll find, and really think about it, the kids nowadays, look how connected they are. Look how smart they are. They're even in high school, and they're inventing things. And we say to ourselves, my, you know, I've lived, you know, 60, 70 years. Why couldn't I have invented that? Because they already lived a life to expand and grow, and they've come back into the human form with that soul to expand and grow even further. And we will continue to expand and grow. We will continue to reinvent and invent more and more. That's what we are as little individual infinite souls. That's powerful.
And it is. When I think about that, which you just said, I come to the conclusion that it is absolutely impossible for you to not be doing your purpose in life, because even if you just breathe, you're growing, expanding, because whatever you are growing, expanding. Whatever you're doing, you are growing, expanding. So it gives me some peace, and because I trust that wherever I am, however I look, whenever I think or reach or whatever, is just the perfect place at the perfect time, and I'm always growing and expanding.
Yeah, absolutely. And then as you reflect upon the times that may not have been what we considered perfect or even great, because they didn't feel great, when you get past the feeling of that, I was just talking about this perfect thing with a client this morning, and I was telling her, in the time that we've worked together, it's been a month, and I've seen how she now is stepping into owning her boundaries. Because before that, she said to herself, I focus on love, I give, I'm so heart-centered, I just want everything to be love, and I love people so much, and I want to receive that love. However, she constantly lived outside of herself, thinking that if she gave to receive the love that people would give back because she gave so much, that she will get it back in return. However, if you're constantly giving and not receiving, right, that it becomes a form of resentment, and then you're angry, and you're angry at God or the higher self, source, light, whatever you're choosing to call it. You're angry at yourself because you keep giving and you're not receiving, meaning that why isn't this happening? Because I'm showing people what a great person I am. I'm so connected and feeling so loved for humanity, but why am I struggling so much? Because you're constantly giving and not allowing yourself to receive and setting your own boundaries. So when it doesn't feel right, then you have to say, you know what, this doesn't feel right anymore. But I now know that if I'm wanting something more out of life, then I have to stop right here and now. And so that's where she was able to say, you know what, you're right. I do know that I was in that relationship as I was giving to him, to hope that he would give me, to see how much I loved him, that he would give me back in return. But it only simply caused her frustration and anger because he wasn't giving her back what she was giving. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, there has to be a balance.
That's right. And that when you see that you love unconditionally, but then you love yourself unconditionally too, so that if you find that you're in a relationship and that you're not being fulfilled because you're not speaking up, right? To say, you know, I would like to have, and you guys can fill in the blank, and I would like some help around the house, or I would like to have, you know, people can't read your mind. And so it's okay to say, as you both come home from work, or if your partner comes to visit, that, wow, I'm really tired, just as you're tired too, can you help me do this? And can you, because it's okay to ask. It truly is, because people can't read your mind. The balance is to speak freely, your heart-centered, to share what you feel inside, which is if you need help, ask. If you want to do something, ask. And that person loves you just as much. And if they don't love you and have been faking it, you're going to find out really soon. And then you know that that's the decision to say, you know, this isn't working for me. And it's time for me to move forward, move away, move out, move separate from that energy. Leave that job or leave that area or move from that house or whatever it is. But you find that you're becoming stagnant. When you're becoming stagnant, then you know, okay, I'm not moving forward. What is it that I'm not moving forward from? What am I being triggered? And then to see what's going on around you, being mindful, how does that feel? That's the combination of everything in living with ease and grace. And as you said, that's balance. Yeah, right?
Yeah. I'm just absorbing everything that you're saying as I think about our conversation at the beginning, and it makes so much sense because we were talking about having pain in your lower back and how that has to do or how it can be related with feelings in your childhood or in the past, right? So as you're telling all of that, I'm thinking of, well, those times where we had lack, and now that I have accepted a new workshop where it is costly, and part of me is feeling, oh my God, am I doing this? The fear of going back to that moment of lack, because now I'm spending something that we do have. But you see, and the feeling is coming back, so I got it.
I'm so glad, because then I was going ding, 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 ding. So when people have physical challenges in their body, just as we were talking about having pains in your lower back or maybe even pains in your upper shoulders or around your neck, each different element wrapped around physical pain can be and usually is either something that you have experienced in the past or where your thoughts are. So I'll give you an example. Just like the lower back, it can be from something that you've experienced, like you were saying, lack of income, lack of the abundance in your family when you were younger. And then now being triggered with working into a class that is pretty expensive and then feeling like, whoa, you know, the amount of money that I'm paying, and I didn't have much money then, and now look at all the money that I'm spending now, and the trigger, right? The trigger of, oh my gosh, I'm spending too much money. Am I going to make this work? Am I moving into this, right? So then all the questions about spending money, about the money that you may be putting on your credit card or borrowing or not being able to, or taking it from a vacation and putting it into this, you know, potential career, right? So all of that. And then also with lower back, it can be around life's a pain in the butt, because right above that lower back, what do you think? Right there, and then life's a pain in the butt. And then so around the neck, life's a pain in the neck, or shouldering burden. So if you have pains in your shoulders or feeling around your neck, I'm shouldering burden. So, well, delete, because I'm not. But knowing that when you are thinking and relating to parts of your body and what has happened to you in the past or where your thoughts are, your physical body will create physical challenges based on that. So there's a woman that I'm working with now, and she has MS. And we've worked together. Yesterday was our fourth session, but by the third, when I opened her door, when she told me to come in, she was standing and she's walking.
Wow.
And I know, it's incredible. And so when we were digging into her subconscious, she's had a lot of drama and trauma. And her body now, in those past 4 years, responded to, because again, remember I said that your subconscious will hold the vibration. And you can have a trigger, and then the body will respond. And so she, at the 4 years ago, she was triggered when she became pregnant. And then the body responded, and then MS started appearing. And so there, when she was able to gift me some of the experiences that she had, because I tell people, don't tell me, I'm just going to connect your energy and help you shift out what's going on in there, that she was able to say, you know, as I told her, I see this, you know, in your lower hips, I see, you know, that the brain is not triggering properly, you know, where were you in your head? And then when she started telling me how she was born and what she was the result of, then the child's brain is constantly thinking, I'm a loser. I'm not going to be able to be the apple of anyone's eye because of how I was conceived. And then it's all the life. And then now, even though she's a successful businesswoman, she still has the remnants, the vibrations, and then those triggers that are coming up. So as we're able to heal and pull them up and out, and knowing that we are all amazing, gifted, talented, human, and infinite energy balls, that we can let go, we can heal, we can forgive, that doesn't own us. And knowing that we move forward and freely, and once our body lets go, then the body can heal. But the body is just simply like the whiteboard, right? So then we just take the eraser and erase it out. I know it sounds simple, but it really is. When we forgive, that's a big thing too. And then so if you feel like you're having shoulder pains and you reflect back, what is burdening? What's a burden? What's a burden in your life? And then all of a sudden people go, oh, because I feel like I don't have any money and money is a burden, or my job's a burden, or my partner's a burden, you know? And then know that that is not who you are. You don't have to own that. And then you'll find that your shoulders won't have as much pain, and that you don't own the fact that there's not lack in your life, Claudia, that you are moving forward, you are creating, and you are stepping in, and there's no burden or no pain in the butt about the amount of money you're spending. It's simply allowing you to expand into knowledge. You know, whatever it is that you're learning, you're not wasting time. It's knowledge. You know, I stepped into a lot of different courses, from crystals and essential oils. I took many classes on essential oils and crystals. And I don't use any of them currently in my practice. However, when I'm connecting to energy and then I'm getting guidance, I'll hear as I'm healing, I'll hear a certain essential oil or a certain crystal. And then I'll know, oh, what I learned, I know that truth, because I live in truth, I'm trusting truth, and then I gift them that what I heard so that they can choose, oh, I'm going to use that essential oil or I'm going to buy that crystal. But I'm just the messenger. I'm simply the glass straw from what I hear. I'm just giving it to the person, and they can choose to take guided action on that. The same thing with your physical body. If you have any ailments or any pains or anything that's going on, then look actively within the last couple of months. Where was your head? What were your thoughts? What decisions were you making? And then know that you can heal from that. It's funny, I have a story about my ankle too. A year ago, I was running on a treadmill and I pulled a tendon and I couldn't walk. And it was really bad for a couple of, it was almost a week. And then I thought about where my thoughts were. And it was about a relationship and about moving forward, because ankles, knees, hips, they're support, but feet and ankles are moving forward, right? And so then I realized that I didn't want to move forward from the relationship because it just all erupted. And then I said, no, 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 I am moving forward. And I saw myself in my third eye and inside my mind walking, moving forward, feeling ease and grace. And I was able to heal it in a very, very short period of time, knowing that I truly wanted to move forward and not be stuck and feel like I, you know, was hurt. And reflecting back upon it. So really think about that, where your thought and your mind is, and knowing that that doesn't own you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't own me. And I can delete it whenever I want. So, yeah.
Yeah, perfectly. Yeah. So knowing that in itself, that's how you are the gift, Claudia. Is that you're able to think about, all right, this is hurting me physically. And then if I know certain parts of my body and what they reflect upon, then I can understand, all right, this is not owning me physically. And I know that I am moving forward and I'm creating something even better as expanding and growing. And then moving forward, and then you'll find that, wow, I woke up and my back doesn't hurt as much, or I don't feel such headaches, or the back of my neck doesn't hurt, and I am starting to feel better. And that's how you move forward and freely, just like the woman who's walking out of her wheelchair. She's letting go and trusting that she is perfect health, that she does own her body and the body doesn't own her. Her thoughts that she was born into a body she didn't want and didn't create, because of the circumstances, she knows now that she's happy to be alive and that she loves her body and her body loves her. And that's how she's healing from it.
And you know what, Terry? It takes just a moment of your time to sit and reflect on these things that, in my case, I wasn't given to me. I had the pain. I was just, trying just to deal with it. And but I wasn't really putting the time and effort to think about that so I could find my own answers. And for that, I thank you for this show and for this opportunity, because that's what it is. Whenever you find someone else and that person is helping you, it's a reflection of you. And it provides you the answers that you are looking for. And many times it's just taking that moment to reflect on you and on what you are and the gift that you are and how you can shine and be better. Not better, but just grow and relax and get expanded.
And trust, right? Because trust is a big factor of not, because, well, when we have a physical ailment, right, the first thing we go to is, you know, this can't happen, or I don't want it to happen, or, oh, it's going to keep me from, right? Because then we have either, struggling with whatever the physical challenge is. However, as I was explaining, if you just stop, where were your thoughts, reflect back upon where that body part and how it relates to your thoughts, and knowing that it doesn't own you, taking the time to just stop and then let it go, because it's not about it overtaking you. It's simply about your thoughts and letting go of the past. You know, Louise Hay created that Heal Your Body, that book, Heal Your Body. Mm-hmm. And she was so right on it many, 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 many years ago, even before it is today, where we are more holistic and spiritual. And as she just was talking about affirmations to relate to a corresponding body part so that it doesn't create any disease or break down. Because energy, you know, that's held in one space in your body for a long time can cause some ailments. And an example is the energy in your throat. If you're not speaking your truth, if you're not speaking openly from your heart, if you're refraining, if you're an introvert, and that energy that sits in your throat will break down your thyroid. And then you'll have thyroid problems or throat challenges. So it's important that the energy flows freely in your body. If you're living in fear, then you start having stomach issues or upper intestinal issues, or your sensitivity to food. You start, can't eat certain foods. So that's why it's imperative that you focus and to live freely and letting the energy flow in balance. We're going back to the balance again. And you are the gift. You truly are.
Well, Terry, you really are a gift in my life, and I thank you for that. So we have reached the end of today's show, and again, the universe knows why it does the things it does, the people that it brings to the show, the people that are listening and will listen. Just know that everything is for you, and we love you, and we wish everybody a happy holidays. Terry, have a fantastic holiday season. Lots of love, harmony, peace in your life. I love you with all my heart, and I thank you for being here with me.
Oh, thank you, Claudia. I really am grateful for this opportunity to be with you every month and to talk to you, even offline. I wish everyone happy holidays, happy new year. The next time we'll be together is January 12th, and then we'll be focusing on to release the bad juju to align with the new you. So we'll focus on new energy and to help everybody let go of the past and to live more in alignment of who they are. And Claudia, thank you. I love you so much. I am very, very grateful.
Thank you so much. And goodbye.
Goodbye.